Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast for Friday, August 10th, 2012. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and I hopefully won't sneeze into the microphone on this take because I keep doing that. I'm here with movie and toy and other fun news, so let's find out what we have. At the movies, number one movie at the box office was Dark Knight Rises with $35.7 million, to no one's surprise. Total Recall, number two, $25.6 million. Number three, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Dog Days, $14.6 million. Number four, Ice Age Continental Drift 3D, with $8.6 million. And The Watch rounded out the top five with $6.5 million. New this week, The Campaign, Bourne Legacy, Hope Springs, 2 Days in New York, and other limited releases, including the apparently amazing Meet the Fuckins, which is not what you think it is, most likely. In the news, Prometheus 2, Prometheus Harder, is in development, supposedly for 2014 or 15. An ALF movie may be in development, the Heat Vision blog says one is in some sort of pre-production talkie stage, with plans for a CGI alien instead of a puppet, because, you know, when people think of ALF, they think of the rich storytelling and not the puppet. Variety is reporting Ben Affleck may be the top directorial choice for Justice League, which is certainly an interesting surprise, and apparently he's really going to be good for it, so we'll see if and when Justice League comes out as a movie. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Lamps. We all crave light, so let us save you some money on some of the finest pieces of technology ever devised. Lamps are buy one, get a second for 30% off this week, and we've got Captain America, lightsabers, and more amazing ways to light up a room with some of your favorite characters from comics, the movies, and television. Hurry, because this sale ends Tuesday. In toy news, the Lego Company turns 80 this week, which means they're old. They did wooden toys prior to the plastic ones we all know and love today. We added a ton of new stuff this week, including, surprise, Jazzwares licensed almost every cartoon ever. Well, not every cartoon, but a lot of them. They're doing Hanna-Barbera, Nicktoons, and more, so expect Yogi Bear, Rugrats, Space Ghost, Cat Dog, and many, many others from all your childhoods on our website. Just look for new Jazzwares cartoon figures. I've seen some of them up close, and let me tell you, they look pretty nice. New arrivals include signed Battlestar Galactica figures of Captain Apollo and Lieutenant Starbuck. They're in stock from Biff Bang Pow right now, unless they sold out, which they might have. We also have new pre-orders for glow-in-the-dark OMFG minifigures. They're like muscle figures, but not, and they glow in the dark. I already bought a set. I think they're fantastic. I recommend them. And that's it for this week in the Toy Podcast, because I got to rush things along because I started late. Hope you enjoyed the show. We got two more episodes coming right up, so see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I got to blow my nose. Follow us on Twitter at EnterEarth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. See you next time.